We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Are listening to WIXR Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. We're going to play some songs for you and talk a little bit, and ain't no telling what's going on. My guest this morning is Chris O'Brien. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
A little chilly outside this morning. Can you give us the weather report?
It's cold and getting colder.
There you go. All right, folks, that's your weather report. I think for the week it's actually going to snow.
I think so. My son's praying for it right
now.
Oh,
really? So. I bet he is. Yes. All right, Max, I think it's going to snow.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. So we're here this morning, and we're glad you're here with us. We're going to take a little journey musically this morning. Chris has some songs, and we were talking last week while we were eating dinner, and I asked Chris to come on the show, and we were talking about like weird songs, like songs that would not be hits today, right?
True.
And you know, we were talking about different songs that really just point up to how much we've changed as a society, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's jump right into it. What were these songs? Had you been thinking about this for a while?
Well, originally, you know, you had brought up coming on the show 2 years ago.
Yeah, like right.
But I couldn't whittle my list down. You know, it was like there was a bunch of stray dogs out there and I couldn't figure out which ones to feed. So I thought, you know, it'd be easier if I had another criteria to go along with songs that moved me.
Right.
So
right.
I said, well, let's do creepy songs from the past that you couldn't release today. You know, that take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the first one, I was thinking of Chuck Berry because he was kind of, you know, he was in the inaugural class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
So, you know, he's this prototype of rock and roll, but he was also a prototype of creepy rock and roll.
There you go.
So you've got songs, this one here called Sweet Little 16.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Here's Chuck Berry with, I hope it doesn't creep you out too much, Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one, becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Oh, daddy, daddy, I beg of you, whisper to mommy, it's all right. 'Cause they'll be rocking on bandstanding in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trend and be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.
All right, Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16. Wow. They're dancing to that jukebox, man. Yeah. When I was a kid, the guy came to my little town from Greenville, Mississippi. He came every Thursday to put the new songs on the jukeboxes around town. And let me tell you what, that was like Christmas every week for us.
That's awesome.
You know, we'd hear, you know, the new Beatles songs, the new Rolling Stones songs, whatever. Good stuff. Folks, my guest is Chris O'Brien. So, Chris, what do you do? I know you travel and you've been around the world and stuff. Tell us, what do you do and where do you go?
Well, my company and I, we design lighting for hotels. So anything from a small little desk lamp up to a chandelier for the lobby or something
like
that. Okay. And so a lot of our factories and sources are in Vietnam and China and those areas.
Yeah. Wow. And so how many times have you been to China?
I don't really know. I quit keeping track about 80 trips.
Really? Yeah. That much?
It started about 22 years ago.
So okay. Wow. Have you seen things change over there as far as manufacturing goes? I mean, you know, you thinking about, okay, this is a communist country and nobody had work and blah, 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 and all this, and all of a sudden they're the greatest, you know, manufacturing center on the planet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, when I first came over there, people were riding bicycles and tractors and things like that. And they didn't have infrastructure. And now, you know, there's 8-lane highways and, you know, bridges everywhere and stuff like that. It's a modern society now.
Wow. And I take it you like the food.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Right. Wow. So what are these? I know I've heard that in China, they a lot of the factories have their own like dormitories where people live and stuff. How does that work?
You know, they actually have dormitories there. They'll cook a lot of their meals there, but it's not like they live there per se.
Yeah.
And it's kind of changed. A lot of the people, you know, originally they were living on site because they were from other areas.
Right.
You know, they were coming from all over the country to come to like southern China.
Right.
But now you've got generations of people that have been living in this area. So there's a lot of people that don't really stay in the dorms anymore.
Yeah.
They've got apartments and stuff like that in the city.
Yeah. So when you design something, say you're designing a bedside lamp or something like that, will they go out and like fabricate one and bring it in and y'all look at it and all that?
Yeah, it's amazing. We do the drawings and stuff like that, and our team kind of does a lot of the sourcing. So, you know, we've got all kinds of different little parts and things, you know, from glass blowers and ceramics and, you know, woodworkers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we can take an idea and turn it into a real thing in 30 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And then get a bunch of them made, right?
If we're lucky. Yeah, definitely.
Wow, that is something. Well, there you go, folks. That's your geopolitical comment today on the show. Okay. All right, let's move on to your next song here. We're talking about songs that may be a little creepy in retrospect. Right.
We know this one. It's Springsteen. He's got a couple creepy songs on the list. But, you know, a lot of times people hear this song and they don't realize how creepy it is.
Yeah.
Because, hey, it's Springsteen singing it. He's got those breathy vocals and he's cool.
Right.
But I say if you take it and you give it the spoken word test.
Yeah.
That changes everything. So if you say, you know, hey, little girl. Is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, starts getting real
that
creepy.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, and it does speak to how much we are aware of these things today and how much that you know, people just don't put up with that much anymore. But back then, I don't know what the I don't know what their message. I mean, how they were thinking about doing these things, because it does wind up being creepy.
Yeah. Where's the self-edit on that? Yeah. You know, in your writing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe scratch that line out. Okay, here we go. This is Bruce Springsteen. I'm on fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Bruce Springsteen is on fire, y'all. Well, okay, Bruce, settle down. All right, folks, we're glad you're with us this morning. This is WYXR. And I just want to tell you that February is the Sustainer Drive month, and you can become a monthly donor today at sustainer.wyxr.org. And, what does it mean to be a sustainer? Well, you help us keep the lights on. You help us keep doing all these fun things that happen here at the Crosstown Concourse. And WYXR is always producing special shows and things. You can go back and hear shows from the last month. It's archived, and so that obviously costs money on that. So if you can help us, help out. This is all volunteer radio, and we're glad we have that in Memphis, Tennessee. My guest is Chris O'Brien, and Chris, I'm glad you're here. So I know you are a music fan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At your core, what kind of music? How did you get going with your favorite songs when you were a kid?
You know, I think I would get into something and then I wanted to know what their influences were, see how they got there.
Yeah, right.
You know, so if you got into, you know, Metallica or something like that, then yeah, you start checking out their influences, and next thing you know, you were listening to Bob Dylan or, you know, Field Hollers or something like
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah, 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 yeah. So you are a blues fan too, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I know, I saw, I think last year or the year before, you took a road trip, and you were down in Bentonia, Mississippi.
Oh yeah, that's some of my favorite blues. You know, I like the strange, dark blues, not the, you know, kind of. I like all of it, but yeah, it's a little more special to me. The weirder, darker stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And what's the guy's name at the Blue Front Cafe?
Oh, it's
God, I can't.
Terry Duck.
Yeah, Jimmy Holmes.
Jimmy Duck Holmes. That's
yeah, it. Yeah, right, right, right. And he was there that day?
He was. He
oh,
was.
Cool.
He had a you know bunch of guitars tuned up over there, and we sat around and jammed for a little while.
Oh, fun. That's great, man. Yeah. That's yeah. great. That's down kind of near where I'm from. You know, boy, you get down in there, and it's the real Mississippi. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. We on the way down there, we ran across an alligator dead in the road.
Did you
I didn't even
really?
Know they had them in that part of the world. But we smelled something, and I looked around. And there was a dead alligator there.
Wow. But. Wow. That is something. All right. All right. So here's the next song. We're doing old creepy songs. And the next one is by who?
Gary Puckett and Union Gap. You know, and I don't know that I'm just like huge into Gary Puckett.
Yeah.
You know, if I was run across it today,
yeah.
don't know that I would like this song.
Yeah.
But growing up, my parents had like an old Ford with an AM radio in it.
Yeah.
And it seems like this kind of song was on all the time.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, you sit there and you don't really think much of it. It's just ubiquitous. It's like
that's
air.
Right. Yeah, it is a part of you after a while. Yeah. And this guy had a great voice.
Oh, definitely.
A great yeah. voice, man. He could really, really sing. This is we'll just as an introduction, we'll just say this is Gary Puckett in the Union Gap doing Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind. Charms of a woman. You've kept the secret of your youth. You led me to. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you.
Gary Puckett. Wow. Young girl, get out of my mind. Man, it's funny how our perception of things change over time, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, I've heard this song a jillion times, and I do remember thinking, this, you know, just a few weird years ago, it's weird, but I never thought about that when it was a popular song. And this was probably out in, what, the maybe the 70s or something.
I would say so.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's really funny, and I think that maybe just speaks to the fact that we're always evolving. We're always evolving in how we think about things and people and what we say to people.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Standards change, politeness changes.
Yeah.
And I think people, you know, even if you were to write that song nowadays,
yeah,
you wouldn't bring it to the public.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say, we're not gonna say this out loud.
It sounds very pleasant.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you're looking for cards at the Walgreens and you know, birthday cards or something, and you hear this thing, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is something. Okay. Well, tell you what, we're gonna scoot on along here to your next pick. And this is by one of my favorite artists. Who we got next?
We got Muddy Waters. I don't know if anybody's ever transitioned from Gary Puckett to Muddy Waters before.
You know what? This is a first on American radio. You know, straight from Gary Puckett, the Union Gap, to Muddy Waters. And let me just say this, a big shout out to my Rolling Fork peeps. Muddy Waters, of course, was born in Rolling Fork, my hometown. Yeah. And I knew all his people. He moved with his grandmother up to Stovall Plantation when he was 3 or 4, something like that. But I grew up around, you know, all the Morganfields down there. I knew all the Morganfields. Matthew Morganfield, Muddy's half-brother, he worked at the Western Auto store there, and he was the bicycle mechanic.
Oh, wow.
And when I was a kid, we used to go and watch him, I guess you would call it lacing up the spokes on a bicycle wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, and I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old or something, I thought, Matthew Morganfield has got to be the smartest guy in the world to be able to do this. He would do those. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be to try to put all the spokes in a bicycle wheel and lace it up to the point where it is absolutely true. And he would do that, and I would go, wow.
Wow.
That is something. Yeah, it was Muddy's half-brother. And then later I got to know Robert Morganfield, who was another one of Muddy's half-brothers. And Mr. Morganfield died about probably 4 or 5 years ago, and they named the main street in Rolling Fork Robert Morganfield Drive.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was great. Yeah, yeah. So when did you get into, when did you start discovering like the old blues like this?
You know, pretty early, because, you know, I got into Led Zeppelin when I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And real quick you figure out, okay, you know, this is really good, but you go get to the root and that's the blues.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those songs like the Lemon Song and you know, When the Levee Breaks and stuff like that, that's all just straight blues.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so what are we going to hear by Muddy?
This is Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
All right, go ahead, Muddy.
Good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home with you? Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father I once was a schoolboy too. Sometime I don't know what. Sometime I don't know what a woman, what in this world to, a woman, what in this world to do. I don't wanna hurt your feeling, I either get mad with you. Thank you.
gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over shitty land. I'm gonna fly all over shitty town. If I don't find my baby, ain't gonna let my airplane down. Now who's that coming yonder? Now who's that coming yonder? She all dressed up and pretty. She all dressed up and pretty. Yeah. If she don't be my baby, I'd soon to see.
Okay, Muddy, man, you know, that was a great recording of that, man. Sometimes those recordings are rough, you know, and mm-hmm. I like the rough stuff, too. I like mistakes and all that, but that really sounded good.
Yeah, you know, it's like just, you're in the room.
Yeah, sonically, it's a great recording, yeah. All right, so I want to go back, you know, you were, you know, studied as an artist. When you were like thinking about what you wanted to do, did you want to become like a portrait artist or a landscape artist, or did you?
Didn't really know. I mean, really, I studied graphic design
because
I always wanted to figure out some way to make a living off of it.
Yeah, but, right. Yeah, you have to do that, I guess.
But a lot of the principles you learn on how to get to a place of, instead of relying on inspiration, trying to get to a place of, hey, this is my job, I'm going to make creative things.
Right.
A lot of the process is the same to, you know, in graphic design or in art as it is to design products.
Right. Yeah. And so I know a lot of people, you know, want to get into businesses that they have a passion for, but it's tough. I mean, if there's not something out there that's like a real alternative to, you know, sitting in a studio and hoping that somebody's going to buy your work, you know, and but you figured out something that's certainly international and universal and all that. So when you go to, I guess you probably notice every lighting fixture everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
How's our lighting here in the studio?
It's pleasant.
Okay,
it's
good. Yeah.
I like the disco ball.
The disco ball, yeah. Folks, yeah. We got a disco ball here in the studio.
Party time.
Pretty cool, yeah. DJ Saturna brought that, and she has the show right before mine, and she's been on the air. I think she's probably been on the air for a year now, but she brought that and put that in, so I keep the disco ball on while I'm doing my show, and it's always always a lot of fun. And if you didn't know, the radio station, WYXR, is in the big atrium, the main atrium of the Crosstown Concourse, which is one of the most fantastic buildings you will ever see in your life. If you've never been here, you should make plans to come sometime.
I agree.
On a field trip.
We bring the kids up here just to run around, whenever they were real young, just to run up and down the steps here and get them tired.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
And they've got pinball machines.
Yeah.
Vittles and all that good stuff.
You know, they really did. They put a lot of thought into this place, and it's an amazing place. I love sitting here on Monday mornings and watching people walk by. A lot of people wave at us and stuff, and I really do like that. This is the big vertical city.
Yes.
You know. All right, folks. My guest this morning is Chris O'Brien, and we're talking about old creepy songs, and. This next one, I saw this and I didn't really think about it, but I couldn't find the creepy part in it, but I bet you'll tell me.
Well, it's really the most beautiful song about a stalker that exists. So basically, you know, if you look at it one way, you know, it's like a beautiful love song. But if you look at it another way, it's kind of like, did you ever see Robert Mitchum in Night of the Hunter?
Yes, right. Yes, exactly.
So you've got this guy talking about he's going town to town looking for this woman. And yeah, definitely creepy.
Okay, and who is this?
Elvis Presley. And it's Kentucky Rain.
Here we go.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Mr. Elvis Presley doing Kentucky Rain. He's looking for his girlfriend, and he's getting wet out in the cold Kentucky rain. Man, I tell you what, that is a beautifully, beautifully done song, though.
That's gorgeous.
Chips,
you can hear Moman, the rain falling.
Yeah, right. It's good stuff. Chips Moman produced that up at American Studios, up at Chelsea and Danny Thomas Boulevard. And I think it kind of, it certainly brought Elvis, it revived Elvis's career then. And this was good stuff. I think they really worked very hard on these songs. In those sessions, he also did In the Ghetto.
Wow.
He did Suspicious Minds.
Wow.
You know, there's just some really, really good stuff he did there. And tons of great stuff they did there in that studio. I mean, that's a lot of people don't know that Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline was recorded there.
Wow, it makes sense now, though.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear it, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like the sound of the room or something.
Yeah, it is. And with the one of the greatest studio bands, which they later started calling them the Memphis Boys, because they all moved to Nashville and started doing sessions there, but said people would call and say, Well, I want the Memphis Boys on this one, you know, because they just had a different groove. They had a different sound, a different stance, I guess, as people do. All right. So, all right. What do we got next here, Chris?
So, we've got the second entry from Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
And I think he originally, didn't the Pointer Sisters originally do this song?
Yes, that's right. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's another one of those that sounds just kind of fun and romantic until you break it down. And it's like, you know, I'm driving in my car, turn on the radio, pulling me closer, you just say no. It's like, and I've come up in a world where somebody says no, you jump on the other side.
That's right. No means no. Exactly. That's right. Yes. Exactly. That's right. All right. Here we go. This is live at Winterland. This is Bruce Springsteen doing Fire.
I'm driving in my car, I turn on the radio, I'm pulling you close, you just say no, you say you don't like it, but girl I know you're alive, cause when we kiss,
all right, Bruce Springsteen, live, I'm on fire. Okay, that's cool. Go ahead, Bruce.
Exactly.
And the Pointer Sisters had a huge hit with that.
Giant, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but it didn't sound weird when they did it.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it's because guys are a little creepier than women.
Yeah, but there you go. That could definitely be it. That could definitely be it. All right, folks, my guest this morning is Chris O'Brien, and I'm glad Chris is here. We've been talking about a lot of stuff, and music and art and what he does and his travels around the world. And, you know, I hope you enjoyed this show. We have interesting people, every week, and we're on from 9 to 10 every Monday morning. And let me tell you what, that just starts my week off exactly right.
Perfect.
I never thought that, you know, having to be somewhere at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, every Monday would be great. And this has been so much fun for me. I just really, really have a good time, and I look forward to it. I get to know people better. I get to, you know, kind of share their knowledge and all this, you know. And somebody told me years ago that one of the greatest things a human being can be is a connector. And just connecting people and situations, you know, and it helps everybody, I think.
I can see that.
So to everybody out there who listens every Monday morning, I really appreciate you. For everything that WYXR does, and I'm sure you listen to a lot of the other shows here too, because there are probably 100 DJs on this stage. I don't know exactly how many, but probably 100.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, some great shows. I mean, and, yeah. You know, I was telling you earlier, yeah. You know, in some cases you're hearing things on this station that you can't hear on Spotify or, you know, other places. You know, people coming in with their record collections and things like that. So it's really special.
Yeah, I just think the musical knowledge is so deep in Memphis, you know.
Definitely.
And you get, you know, this is the opportunity for people to share their passion with other people. And let me tell you what, there's some great stuff that goes on here. I have so many favorite shows, so I hope you do too. And if you've not listened to any of the other shows, you can just go to WYXR.org and you can go to the tab up there that says shows, and you can see what's on. So you might want to listen to something you've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. Broaden your mind. Yes. And open your heart.
It's free.
That's right. It is free. It's right on the airwaves, and it's happening whether you listen or not, so you should be listening, right? All right, we're going to push it on along here to a song. When you told me what we were going to be talking about, songs that were kind of old creepy songs, one of the first ones I thought about was this one.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, this actually does not meet my criteria for a song that moves me. It doesn't meet the first criteria because I really don't like this song.
Yeah.
But because it's kind of maudlin and, you know, sappy and this and that. But it was redlining on the creepy factor. So I thought, you know, I've got to bring that in here.
Okay. What do we got?
We've got Tonight's the Night from Rod Stewart.
Ooh, here we go.
Yeah. traditions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old. Tonight's the night. It's gonna be alright. Cause I love you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now.
Va dire maman. Mon amour, viens plus près, embrasse-moi. Je t'adore beaucoup.
Okay. And Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night. Well, what do you think about that?
It's something, all right.
It's going to be all right. That's what Rod said. It's going to be all right.
Well, so, you know, whenever you're dealing with children, you do have to console them.
That's,
know,
right. Stuff, so that's right. Okay. All right, folks, we are scooting on through our hour here. We got a few minutes left. My guest is Chris O'Brien, and we're doing some kind of creepy songs this morning, but we've had a great conversation, and a lot of times that's what music is about, just to get the conversation going and to talk about these things. And I think it's a good way to see how we have changed, how our perceptions and how our behavior has changed over the years.
Definitely.
And so music is that. Okay, well, we're going to this next one I thought, man, I haven't heard this in years because people got away from playing this for an obvious reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, we've got Run for Your Life from the Beatles. You know, before all they needed was love, they were writing a little bit harder edge stuff, you know, and this thing rocks.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's definitely creepy and, you know, maybe it's very dark.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's take a listen to Run for Your Life by the Beatles.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of. With another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I've said. Baby, I'm determined. For your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can. With another man, that's the end.
Well, let's just hope John was just channeling some story.
Maybe it was a character. It wasn't him.
That's right. It wasn't him.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure at all. Run for your life. Wow. Yeah. When I saw that, I thought, man, he probably regretted doing that, you know, at some point in his life. Why did I do that? But
Scorsese created Taxi Driver, but he wasn't a Taxi Driver.
That's
so,
right.
You know, maybe,
yes.
Maybe it's like that.
That is true. That is true. So we're listening to some kind of old creepy songs this morning and figuring out what in the world people were thinking. What were you thinking when you did that? It's a great conversation starter. I'll say that. Let's see, the next song we have, the Rolling Stones. What do we got here?
Well, we've got a song called Stray Cat Blues, which it's a rockin' scorcher of a song. But if you listen to it, he's saying, I don't want your ID.
Yeah.
It's no capital crime. You know, things like that. You know, the Stones could have many entries on this list.
Yeah, that is true.
But this was the one I liked the most.
Okay, here we go, Stray Cat Blues.
We'll be right back.
right, that's Stray Cat Blues from the Rolling Stones. Man, okay, go ahead, fellas. Some good stuff there.
Absolutely.
And all right. Well, folks, we are almost at the end of our hour here. And I can't believe this has gone by so fast. Chris?
It's been a blast.
Man, hey, will you come back?
Absolutely.
Promise.
I promise.
Okay, all right. All right, so Chris is going to be back, and we'll talk about some other stuff next time he comes back. And we appreciate you being here with us this morning. I hope you're going to have a great week. It's a good time to be alive, you know, and I hope you get a lot of joy out of your life and the things you do and the people you're around. And remember, love your people, do the right thing, and be a good citizen. How about some words of wisdom, Chris?
I just drew a blank.
Well, I tell you what, let's just let people know that that even in the darkest times, when maybe things aren't going our way in a lot of different areas, that there's still always a lot of hope because of people's goodness. Yeah. Right?
Balance will happen.
There you go. All right, we're gonna end this with what?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of creepy guys represented here, and you know, my favorite music in the world is soul, kind of like in that era in between doo-wop and right before funk, you know.
Right. Just,
and so the Sapphires are one of my favorite groups, and but they've got a creepy one here. Ladies, you can be creepy too. So this is called Who Do You Love. It's a classic stalker song.
All right, folks, we'll see you next Monday, 9 a.m. right here on WYXR.